Yes, we had a hearing yesterday, and of course, it's interesting. They pointed out that, look, you only have, GAO's only found 25 cases. You know, and I thought that was the most interesting thing. I said, well, we're trying to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. And that even if we found, if they found one case, isn't that one too many? And of course, they didn't seem to think that way. But the point is that, you know, when you find 25, you can almost bet that there's more. And there's no question about it. And plus the fact that, you know, we have contractors that were debarred and of course would still continue to get government contracts. You know, that to me just does not make any sense. In one case, wherein they, was selling nuclear, preparing to sell. But the point is that, when they were caught, you know, and the president of the company, and of course he was convicted and all that, and they still continue to do business with the company. And the question was raised, well, why do you continue to do business, you know, with the company? And they said, oh, well, you know, he was arrested and convicted, but it had nothing to do with the company. And he's the president of the company.
Right. How could it not have something to do with the company?
Yeah. I mean, and answers like that. And then, of course, this day and age, not to have a system in place that would trigger the fact that if somebody's debarred, that you would know. That for some reason they didn't have a system in place that would actually tell them that people were debarred. And, of course, they were saying, well, if you put one number in wrong, then it doesn't show up. I mean, so the point is that here we are today when we put a man or woman on the moon, and we can't even fix little things like that. And, of course, if we're going to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, I mean, we have to make certain that we have a system in place that tells us that this is going on. And
now, is it, Congressman, that there is a database, the excluded parties list system? Is it because it just has some poor search parameters, or, you know, is it as simple as that? Or, I mean, what's your solution here?
Well, I mean, first of all, the information that went in was fraud in many cases. And, of course, once you put that in, and then, of course, they had no way of finding out. And then and when you talk to them, it really wasn't maintained properly. And there was no real emphasis on making certain that this was done properly to prevent waste, fraud, and abuse. So in the fact that these companies would continue to get contracts points that out. Now, the other thing I think that which I thought was very, very interesting is that many times these companies didn't even pay their taxes, and they would come back, and the excuse they would use is that, we need another contract because we owe taxes. And, you know, you have to pay your taxes on the contract that you have. You can't get another contract because you owe the government taxes. I mean, so it was just things like that. And they didn't seem to really feel that, you know, this was really that bad. But the point is that GAO pointed out that the system was in shambles. And, of course, aside from waste, fraud, and abuse, the other thing which pops into my mind is the security of this country. That, to me, is also important, waste, fraud, and abuse, and security, because they were, like, selling equipment that was flawed, and of course, bulletproof vests that did not stop bullets. I mean, that, to me, is putting our military in harm's way. Also, in the fact that they're going to sell to country that is not our allies, our enemy, that to me also puts this country at risk. So all these things to me must be corrected, and that and committee will be looking at this. And we hope that they can correct it in-house. If not, we will find a way to go up with legislation that will deal with it.
We're talking this morning to Congressman Adolphus Towns. He's the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
Congressman, this is Jonathan Allen. I was wondering, it sounds like you're getting a little bit of resistance from officials who are part of awarding these contracts. Why do you think that is, that there's resistance to the idea that some of these companies haven't gotten some of these companies have continued to get contracts? Why would somebody believe that a company who's been debarred should get a contract? And in some of these cases, the debarments are temporary, are they not?
That's correct. You know, what they're saying is that, well, you know, it's hard to go out and get another one, you know, and so therefore we decided to continue to use them. You know, you get those that kind of answer. And, of course, to me, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and the fact that if you have a company that has violated the rules and regulations, they should be debarred, and there's no question about it. And in many instances, they're not doing it. And even if they do, then they still continue to get contracts. And the other thing I think that which really, really, you know, we had a case where the husband turned the company over to the wife after they debarred him. And, of course, then the wife started doing business under her maiden name. I mean, you know, it's almost like games being played, and they do seem not to realize how serious this is. And they need to know I'm not going to go away.
Congressman, just quick follow-up. You seem to get the answer from witnesses and the excuse, particularly when it comes to some of these defense contracts, that the contract is in the national security interest of the United States, and using a particular company is in the interest of the United States. How do you deal with that as a member of the Government Reform Committee when somebody says, look, this is a national security issue? How do you get to the heart of whether or not there really is just one company that can perform that work?
I think that what we would do, we have to investigate and to see if that's the case. And I think in many instances that's not the case. And of course, what we've seen too is that the many times the contractor is a person that served in the military, and there's a relationship that developed while they were in the military that continues after they're out of the military. So all these things, you know, have to be examined, because anywhere we feel that there's waste and that there's fraud or abuse, I mean, we have to really go in and do something about it. And one thing about this president, every speech he's made, he's talked about transparency. And that's an issue that I think that we're going to have to stress with them, that we will have to know in terms of what they're doing. The public will have to know in terms of what they're doing, and that our committee has to make certain that that happens.
And, sir, you're a veteran, are you not yourself? Speaking of the military, you've got some experience with that.
Yes, I'm a veteran. And so, if you look and you see that many of these contractors, especially with the military, are people that served in the military. So it's a continuation, you know, of and of course, we have to make certain that the trend, you know, is that that we look and see in terms of that they're doing it properly, because if not, the waste continues and the fraud continues, and of course the abuse.
And finally, what did GSA, who runs the system, this database for agencies to check to see the excluded parties list, to check to see if there is a problem with a contractor, did they offer you any assurance that they would go back and try again to update this or get more information that was more searchable and readable for agencies?
Well, there was two reactions from them. The initial one was, oh, the GAO only found 25 cases. Now, but they found 35 of themselves. I mean, you know, and it says, just 25 cases. And, of course, my answer to that is that my dad says if you find one problem, there's two. And if you find two, there's four. And, of course, to me, the GAO found 25, you know, but you can be assured there's probably a lot more. And that's the kind of thing that we have to make certain that we deal with. And the other thing was that, oh, there's just a few human errors that the numbers are put in wrong, or, you know, we have to now get some people to make certain that they take their time and put this in. I mean, answers like that, which to me this was not satisfactory, and we will continue to look and to talk. But if not, if they don't correct it, I mean, I think we have no choice but to come up with some legislation that will help them to deal with it.